Wind Chimes by Paul Mason. Illustrations by Matt Tate. They've been walking through this wilderness for hours. The track is soft and yielding. Trees loom like watchmen. Since their escape, it's rained non-stop. Trey listens for the thump of footfall, the clunk of batons.
Look! Kawakawa leaves. These will help clear up that bruise.
Muse, stop! I can hear something. Over there!
You're being paranoid. Voids don't like getting their boots dirty. Can we rest for a bit?
Just for a bit.
Trey remembers the void's boots. It was a normal day, just like any other. No one could have seen it coming.
The sun was shining on the sea, shining with all his might.
He remembers the sound of wood splintering, the open book flying through the air.
On your knees!
Everything destroyed in minutes, as if they had done it 1,000 times before.
Give in or get hushed!
Just do what they say, everyone.
He caught the fear in his mother's eyes as they hauled her into a truck with the others. His father was already in the back.
Move!
The children were taken in a different direction.
Where are we going?
Trey watched as the settlement grew smaller, scarcely able to breathe. He didn't know if he'd ever see it again. The city droned, stifling and grey. Trey stared at his new classroom, an unsteady flicker in his eyes. The class sat around piles of building blocks, each brick as white as a hospital sheet. They dipped into the plastic, searching for the pieces they wanted. There was one exception.
This is Trey from Region G. You'll make him feel at home, won't you, girls?
I bet his parents were hushed.
Hushed?
Shame.
They were all building towers, tall, rectangular, and white.
We didn't do this kind of thing at my old school.
So regional.
The girl in the corner didn't join in. She wasn't building anything.
That's Muse. They hushed her, too.
Trey struggled to hear his thoughts through the sound of clicking bricks. The examiner checked the class's progress, picking her way through the workstations.
What is that?
Doesn't look anything like a tower.
It's a rowboat, like the one my dad made for me.
We don't make that sort of thing here. Break it up. That's better. We don't want another Muse.
You should have seen the things Muse used to make with her blocks. She was totally out there.
Now she doesn't say a word.
Do something. Tell me I'm not alone.
Hush, little baby.
Trey wanted to see a glimmer, a spark in her eyes. Then he saw it, spelt out in straight white blocks. A word. A single word. Muse had been waiting for the right person. She had the plan all worked out, but still, they only just got away.
We should get going.
The voids have been quiet for a few days. Trey's knowledge of the land had helped to shake them off, but there's something suspicious about the silence. The examiners know that even the smallest act of disobedience can grow into something bigger. No one could be allowed to escape. And in the bush, traps could be anywhere.
The settlement's just at the bottom of this valley. We'd better get off the path.
You think your parents will be there?
You beat being hushed, didn't you? Mum and Dad will have beaten it too. I know.
Trey thinks about the last time he heard his father's voice. It was the week he was taken away, his first week in the pen. From the moment they arrived, the children from the regions were reprogrammed. It was like being admitted to a prison. At the end of the week, they got a phone call from their parents. Trey thought it was to calm them all down.
You have a call.
He'd heard whispers that the calls were fake, a copycat speaking on the other line.
You get 1 minute.
Remember? We fished for tuna?
I remember.
Through the static, his father's voice was barely recognizable. But then, like an electrical spark, a moment of clarity.
Listen to the wind, Trey.
Before Trey could respond, the voids cut it dead.
Shall we make a move?
They leave the ridge, following the slope down towards the lake.
Trey, remember, no matter what we find, you can't let them beat you.
I know Dad was trying to tell me something.
Trey, please wait!
They must have escaped.
The settlement is gone. All gone. Nothing but ashes and rubble. Trey looks away, careful not to let Muse see his eyes filling up.
We should check it out.
Trey remembers the cabin. Dinner time. Mum and Dad on the porch. He lifts the wind chimes out of the rubble.
Mum was always making these. Guess they've been hushed too.
His voice catches.
We can't stay. The voids will know to look for us here. What's on the other side of the lake?
Nothing but more bush. No settlements, no people.
No examiners, no voids.
Come on.
Trey leads Muse along the lake's edge, his father's words echoing back to him.
Remember, we fish for tuna? I knew it. Dad was smart to keep it hidden. Give me a hand.
They haul the boat out of the harakeke and drag it into the water.
We want to go that way. You can't see it from here, but there's a stream.
Muse rows, heading for the opposite shore. Trey turns round and takes a last look back at the settlement.
Bring the oars in. We're almost there.
The harakeke closes in, swallowing them up. A moment later, and they are hidden. They guide the boat upstream. The water is clear and still.
Dad found this place looking for tuna one day.
It's like a secret. You'd never know it was here.
From up ahead, they hear a noise. Shh! A rattle in the wind. A clunk. Suddenly, Trey sees something in the trees. He points it out, his arm trembling.
Wind chimes.